All right, everybody. Hello. Welcome to another edition of the 80s Underground Show, getting underway here on KSCU and also on andhow.fm. Got a special show queued up for you today on the 80s Underground. Something in the 12-year history of the show I haven't done yet. And I'm going to be featuring 80s Underground bands and artists who got their start in the 70s. So it's all music from the 70s today of the 80s Underground variety. So you're kind of scratching your head about that. Just see what it's all about. And I'm starting off with an early track from The Cure from 1979. Again.
Thank you.
Welcome to the 80s Underground, paying tribute to 80s Underground of the 70s. Special show today, Public Image Limited, right now.
Three, five, oh, one, two, five.
it's the 80s Underground, reliving music from the 70s of the 80s Underground variety. That, I believe, the first single issued officially as Joy Division, the song Warsaw. They got their start as a band called Warsaw and then evolved into Joy Division, and that's a single from 1977, the very early days of Joy Division on the 80s Underground. We had Public Image Limited before that, doing Public Image, their first big song for that band following the demise of the Sex Pistols. Great track, Public Image, there from 1978. Before them, we heard an early single from Susie and the Banshees, the song Mirage, which also came out late in 1978. And starting off the show, we had a track from The Cure's first album. Their first album, Three Imaginary Boys, released in 1979. And Grinding Halt was the track. A couple technical glitches with that track, so I apologize for part of the song fading out, but sort of an auspicious start to today's show. But it is especially themed 80s Underground today, playing basically 80s Underground artists who got their start in the 70s. And I've once in a while I get requests for songs, and I've often grappled with songs I want to play, you know, from these various artists, and realize it's, you know, some of their stuff, some of their best stuff was released in the 70s. You know, you look at bands like Devo and The Jam and so much good stuff from the late 70s. So that's what today's show's all about. All tracks from the 70s, your favorite 80s underground artists. Also want to point out, I got a special ticket giveaway on today's show. Not related anyway whatsoever to the theme, but I got a pair of tickets to give away from Morrissey, who's going to be here in the Bay Area May 7th. I'm going to be doing that just before the top of the hour as we head toward the second half. So in about 45 minutes from now, big, big ticket giveaway for all you local Bay Area listeners. And I got a Smith's trivia question just to sweeten the deal and make it more challenging for you. So be listening in about 45 minutes for that ticket giveaway. This is for Morrissey, presuming he doesn't cancel, May 7th at the Civic here in San Jose. So that's another big thing on today's show. All right, we're at facebook.com/80sunderground. That's the 80s Underground Facebook page. Today's podcast will be up there later on today, along with the playlist. And we're keeping it ultra retro, doing all 70s music of the 80s Underground. Got a great track here from the Stranglers, 1977 album, No More Heroes. It was actually the second album they released that year. It kind of marked their big startup. Anyway, here you go, from 1977, the Stranglers on the 80s Underground.
Ain't got time to wait, I say. is two good friends. Tonight is kind of special, the beer we'll pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
It's the 80s Underground. Some of you may find it hard to believe that that is Ultravox. The band Ultravox, their very first album, released in February 1977. In fact, I'm a day off. It was released February 25th. I just pulled up Wikipedia here. February 25th, 1977, for the first self-titled record there from the band Ultravox. Pre-Midgeur, John Fox, lead vocalist, who went on to do some... interesting stuff after leaving Ultravox. But a cool punkish flair for that band and their first album. Saturday Night in the City of the Dead is the track there from Ultravox. We had an old track from the Stranglers before that, also from 1977. They actually put out two records in that year. Their second album is what I played that off of, No More Heroes, the record from the Stranglers, and the song was Something Better Change. It is the 80s Underground. Looking at songs from the 70s today from your from artists and bands more commonly known as 80s bands. A lot of them got their start in the 70s, and that's what I'm focusing today's show on. Kind of interesting little theme. So I got some Wire queued up here. I wanted to play something from Pink Flag, but the actual vinyl that we have here, Pink Flag, is totally warped and skipping, so I had to pull out the second Wire album, an equally good record called Chairs Missing. From 78, and you might know this track, probably the most, one of the most popular tracks in the Wire repertoire. It's called Outdoor Miner. This is from 78. It's the 80s Underground, paying tribute to the 70s.
No blind spots in the leopard's eyes can only help to jeopardize the lives of lambs that shed the cry. Silverfish, eternal dust, less ticklish than the clean room a house guests wear.
Friday, June 2nd, the Eaton Page Spring Concert Series brings you Little Feet.
Well, I'm waiting for something to take place.
Little Feet, June 2nd, for two shows.
Get high, slippin' slippers. Cold, cold, cold.
At the Dallas Convention Center Theater. On the following night, Saturday, June 3rd, it's a concert with Warren Zevon.
It's a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
Also at the Dallas Convention Center.
It's the 80s underground of the 1970s. You probably recognize that track as Gary Numan. His first record with the Tubeway Army came out in 1978. Love that track. Nice little edgy number called Friends from the first Tubeway Army album featuring Gary Numan. It's the 80s underground of the 70s. Great track from Wire before that from 1978. Outdoor Miner from their Chairs Missing LP. Hope you're enjoying today's specially themed show. We're broadcasting online, by the way, at kscu.org. You can find out more about today's show at facebook.com/80sunderground. I will have a podcast of the full show up there later on today if you missed any of it. So please check it out. Another reminder, in about a half an hour, I'm going to be giving away tickets to see Morrissey May 7th here in the Bay Area. I got a special Smiths trivia question, so brush up on your Smiths knowledge. We'll be doing that giveaway in about 30 minutes. So, all right, back to the music. Got a real treat queued up here from Roxy Music. They had a bunch of material in the 70s. And in fact, by 1974, they had already released their fourth album, one of my favorites, the Country Life LP. And I don't just say that because there's naked women or scantily clad women on the cover, but it's a good record. And here's a track from it called All I Want Is You from 1974, Roxy Music.
Somebody told me just the other day that you're leaving me, Bridgewood. Well, if you knew how it hurt me so, then you'd change your mind, I'm sure. Don't want to hear what's going on. I don't care what's new. Don't want to know about anything, 'cause all I want is you. Going out with other girls was always such a bore.
right, it's the 80s underground of the 1970s. Special show today. That's a great old track from the band Sparks. Kimono My House from their Here in Heaven album, 1974. One of the great long-lived bands of... God, they're still putting out music. Sparks, going back to the very early 70s when they started, all through the 70s, through the 80s, making music. That's from Here in Heaven. From 1974, Roxy Music before that, also from 74. We heard All I Want Is You from the Country Life album. And I don't know, keeping it in the mid-70s right now, I'm going to play you a track from the very first Split Enz album, really before, you know, Neil Finn threw his imprint all over the band. It was really Tim Finn and Phil Judd doing most of the music, and they put out several records in the 70s before... you know, starting their 80s thing. Mental Notes was the first Split Enz album from 1975. I'm going to play you a track from it now called Maybe. And here we go. It's the 80s underground of the 70s. Split Enz.
I'm just a country boy, can't you see that?
You're listening to the 80s underground of the 1970s.
The Force will be with you. Always.
It's the 80s underground of the 70s, one of the great early singles from Squeeze there, released February 3rd, 1978, Take Me, I'm Yours. That's the theme for today's show, playing you 80s underground artists and music released by them in the 1970s. We had a, which I thought was the first single from XTC, it was actually the second single from XTC is what we heard before that, Life Begins at the Hop. Released in early 1979 and also ended up on the first full-length album from XTC, the Drums and Wires album. We had some old Split Ends before that, going back to their Mental Notes album, their first record back in 1975, and the song was called Maybe. We had an early track from Sparks in there as well from 1974 and the Here in Heaven album, Kimono My House. It is the 80s Underground here on KSCU and also on andhow.fm. Bringing you, with the exception of today, underground music from the 1980s. We've got a special theme today, all 1970s songs from some of your favorite 80s artists of the alternative variety. In case you missed any of the show so far, I will have the podcast up later on today at facebook.com/80sunderground. Also, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to be doing a ticket giveaway for Morrissey here in the Bay Area. If you're local and you want to go to that show, brush up on some of your Smiths trivia because I got a good question for you to get those tickets. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. That show, by the way, is May 7th here in San Jose. So big ticket giveaway for Morrissey coming up in about 10. What do I got for you now? I have some Joe Jackson. I always love this track. It's from his Look Sharp album from 1979. Perhaps the one of the high water marks of his illustrious career. It's a good punkish track called I'm the Man. So it's the 80s underground of the 70s. Here's Joe Jackson.
I'm
Okay, that's simply not going to work anymore. I apologize for that bad, bad record by The Jam. Didn't look like it was going to skip, but such is life, right? You're listening to the 80s Underground playing tribute to the 70s. That was a great song for a little bit. In the City, The Jam, we had some Joe Jackson for you before that, and I'm just going to carry on because that's what every DJ's got to do, right? How about a little track from London Calling? Clash, Guns of Brixton, C80s Underground from 1979.
How you gonna come with your hands on your head on the trigger? kick-ass